inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
It's almost the end of the gardening season, but before we wrap things up, there's still a few things we must do before we put away our tools. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byerski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt. Yeah, we got to do some watering even.
Yes, I know. It's been a little dry in Southeast for the last 2 weeks. So, you know, I mean, if you still got things out there, I guess you probably should be getting out the hose. Make sure it's not frozen, though, right?
Well, yes. But actually, what we need to be watering are, look at our rhododendrons. And they're something, because they're evergreens, that, and particularly if these are trees, shrubs, which may be underneath the overhang in what would normally be a fairly dry location anyway, we do want to make sure they have enough moisture in the soil for the winter. They are still, I mean, trees, you know, the top layer may very well freeze of soil, but still their roots may be down deeper, and they need to have some soil moisture. And, yeah, with 2 weeks of dry weather, it's been pretty dry out there. So give them a gentle soaking, and they should be fine then for the rest of the year, and start gathering up our mulch for mulching around, make sure they're well mulched and that sort of thing. And then on to, you know, the tender bulbs and tubers and stuff.
Yeah, I noticed the temperature is down to about 27, 28 degrees in the valley in the airport this hour. So I guess we should probably, the last of our potatoes, dig those out, right?
Exactly. I've been doing that very thing lately. Got the potatoes out. I've got some 1,400 cloves of garlic in the ground. But yeah, digging that stuff up, certainly we can delay, you know, if you don't have that much time, you throw tarps over some of these areas, potatoes and carrots also. We don't want those to freeze in the ground. But again, just throwing a tarp over that is likely to protect them enough to give us time till the weekend or whatever. And then it looks like we may actually have to get out our rubber suits, and if we're going to be doing some gardening here in the next week or so.
What about some other things that we have left out on our porch that should we be bringing those into the garage and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. Dahlias, begonias, fuchsias. And again, that kind of stuff can be brought into a, you know, a non-freezing space, at least temporarily. And then we can pull the dahlias out of the pots, wash them off, cut off the tops of the stems. With begonias, if they've been frosted, I've pulled mine back underneath our deck overhang, so they aren't frozen yet. But again, we can just snap off the stems from those, bring the whole thing inside. Again, it may be too much to do all of a sudden, but bring them indoors into a garage or shed where we can then eventually pull them out of the pots. And those can be dried off and stored, just like the dahlia tubers, in paper bags and cardboard boxes, in a place that doesn't freeze for the winter. Maybe if you've got a cool but not freezing crawl space. I've got a root cellar that some of my stuff goes into, or a cool garage. But we don't want them in really warm places, you know, like a heated garage, because then they're going to want to start to grow again.
Oh, okay. And then you're going to have some problems in the spring, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. They start to push out too soon. So normally we want to keep them dormant in the dark, ideally, until maybe February, March, or something like that, where then we can pull them out and start to warm them up and give them light and wake them up to grow and flower for next year.
Okay. And any special gardening events happening this weekend?
Well, there is the 3rd annual Garden Lovers Potluck, sponsored by the Juneau Garden Club, will be on Saturday from 4:30 till 7:30 downtown at the Canvas on Seward Street. That is a free event. Several of us will be doing talking about how to grow, harvest, store, and use garlic. Open to the public, and then hopefully folks will bring along their favorite garlic dishes or something that will go well with garlic. And the Garden Club will bring recipes, please. And the Garden Club plans to compile the recipes into a little booklet that should be available online also. So it's a great event. I'm planning to bring lots of parsley for palate cleaning. Parsley helps counteract the effects of garlic. And you should bring your partner, who should eat just as much garlic as you do in the grand scheme of things for social enjoyment.
Okay, and this is not the end of Garden Talk. We still got at least one more episode to go, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we can talk some more about the storage of, you know, how to what we're doing with those potatoes and carrots and cabbages and other stuff that we may want to store for long-term use this winter. We still got a couple of potatoes left from last season, a year later. So some of the stuff can be well stored if you've got the right conditions to do that, and we can talk about that.
Okay. Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a regular feature here on Morning Edition.